When it comes to Parshas Yisroi, the first thing that comes to my mind is a sandwich. A sandwich filled with the Aseres HaDibros. Sandwich between two very unique entities. Not bread, not rye bread, not club, but two psukim. And I believe that understanding this sandwich is a key to appreciating what Torah, what Yahadus, what Judaism is all about. The Aseres HaDibros, the revelation at Har Sinai by the Creator himself, who introduced himself to the Jewish people by telling them, Shalom Aleichem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. You know all those miracles you saw in Mitzrayim? Dom Tzvadei Akinim, Sofer Sofer, Choshech, Machas Bechiris, Kriyas Yamsuf. Everything that you saw, miracles, miracles, unbelievable. All of the laws of creation turned upside down and inside out, all predicted by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then ended according to his directive. Unbelievable. Nobody had ever witnessed firsthand, millions of people witnessing the powers of the Creator. And then the Creator comes at Sinai and he says, hey, you know, all those miracles you saw, that's me. I did them all. And now I'm telling you why I did it. Now I'm telling you why I created the world. Now I'm telling you what the purpose of all the miracles in Mitzrayim is. Now I'm going to tell you what it's all about. What's the plan? What's the deal? What's the agreement? What's the purpose? Very important.
Why did God take so long to show us the purpose?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. He really wasn't even supposed to do it then. According to the original plan, the Pasuk says, Dovor tzivo le'elef doyer. There should have first been 1,000 generations since Odom HaRishon, which is, if a generation is be'erech 30 years, so that's 1,000 generations. You figure out the math. Okay. And what happened? And what was supposed to be is as follows. After Odom HaRishon, and after Gan Eden, and after the mistake that was made there, the world itself was supposed to provide the moral lessons to elevate its people. We can learn certain mitos, the Gemara says, from certain animals, like cleanliness from a cat and other things like that. And the human seichel can comprehend on his own the need for chesed, the need for consideration for fellow people in order for society to get along. There have to be certain rules, there has to be certain accepted agreements and so forth and so on. And only when mankind was elevated to a high enough level after 1,000 generations of attempted elevation and growing and perfecting and refining themselves, then would Hashem reveal the Torah, which was the ultimate in human perfection. What happened was is that the world kept going down, right? From Adam till Noach, by that time already, the world was ready to be destroyed. Noach again, he, his family, they started up. Noach and Shem. After that, it went down till the time of Avraham Avinu, when the world was right back to idolatry, and nobody got the message. Avraham Avinu started. And Hashem, it seems from the Sforim, saw that the world couldn't make it to that 1,000 generations. And it would self-destruct. And therefore, the Torah was not as you suggested why he waited so long, but to the contrary, the program was moved up because the world wouldn't survive without it. But anyway, that's a different discussion, so let's leave that. That has nothing, that's not in my sandwich, okay? Now, where's the sandwich? So this is the most important event in all of human history. Imagine that. The Creator, who clearly identified himself in Mitzrayim and on the Yamsuf in front of millions of eyewitnesses, is now revealing the purpose for creation. What could be more significant? That is the seminal, most important event in all of human history. The revelation at Sinai in front of millions of witnesses, speaking directly to the Klal Yisrael, speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu in front of the earshot of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Bavur Yishma Ha'om B'davri Imoch V'gam B'choy Aminu Le'olam. They'll all hear me speak to you, and they'll know that you're my official spokesman. The most important event in all of history. It's recorded in the Sefer Torah. It was recorded by that generation. And it was taught and passed on accurately, identically, from generation to generation to this day. And to this very day, if you catch a mistake in that Sefer Torah, it has to be fixed. If you even mispronounce a word, they jump on you, right? Correct you immediately, sometimes not even so sensitively or respectfully. But this is the way it's been going on, and this is how the Torah was preserved throughout the generations. Now about my sandwich. There's two psukim that provide the sandwich to the Aser HaSadikos. Very significant sandwich. You like sandwiches? The Aser HaSadikos inside, what could be better? The first layer of the sandwich, Atem Ra'isem Asher Asisi B'Mitzrayim. You millions of eyewitnesses, witnessed what I did in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was not some folklore that you heard about. It wasn't a story that you heard from your parents or your grandparents and you told it to your children and you believed it took place, even though you didn't know. Atem ra'isem asher osisi b'Mitzrayim. You saw it yourself. Number one, the first layer of the sandwich. What's the other side of the sandwich? At the end of the Aseres HaDibros, at the end of the parasha, it says, Atem ra'isem ki min ha'shamayim dibarti imochem. You saw it yourself, you heard it, you saw it, you were there. That I spoke to you from Shamayim, that Hashem spoke directly to Klal Yisrael and revealed to them the Aseres HaDibros, the Torah, the purpose for which he created. What's the significance of this sandwich? You don't like sandwiches?
Okay.
You can sit over here. Right. You'll be closer to the source of the sandwich. Anyway, what's the significance of this sandwich? Atem Re'isem, you saw what I did in Mitzrayim, the miracles. You saw, at the end, that I spoke to you. And I want to suggest to you the significance is really very simple. The Torah is not a document that tells us about events that the authors or that the generation that passed it on to their children believe took place. It's a document of testimony. It testifies that we saw these events. The first generation who passed on the Torah to their children, and they all taught it to their children, and them to their children, and them to their children, to this very day with the same Sifrei Torah, thousands of years later, 3,326 years later, they testified that they witnessed these events themselves. Because the document, the sandwich says, you saw what happened in Mitzrayim. You saw what I spoke to you in Har Sinai. And they pass that on to their children. Now, if I pass on to my children a story, I say, hey guys, let's pretend you're my children, okay? I want to tell you something. There was a Maimon Har Sinai. There was a public revelation. The Creator revealed himself to the entire Jewish people and told them publicly why he created the world and what this was all about. What do you now know, assuming that I'm your loving father who would never dare to lie to you? What do you know?
What you said.
You know that it's true? You what? What'd you say? Oh, you only know that I believe it's true because I wouldn't lie to you. And I told you it happened.
You wouldn't do anything to mess you up.
No, that's right. And therefore you know that I believe it's true. What if I told you, my dear children, I witnessed these events? Or I gave you a book that says I was there. The book says that I saw it, that I passed that book on to you. Now what do you know? What's that? No, no. That I'm testifying. I was there. Because I would not pass on to my dear children a document that says that I saw something if I didn't see it, because that's a lie. So we have here this sandwich, which is a sandwich that says that the generation that stood at Har Sinai and saw the events that took place and went through Mitzrayim and saw the miracles and heard the Creator reveal himself at Har Sinai and introduce himself and say, you know the one who did all those miracles? C'est moi. That's me. I don't know if you speak French. That's me. And I am now telling you why. And this document that says, Atem Re'isem, you saw what I did in Mitzrayim. You saw that I spoke to you at Har Sinai. And that generation that passed on this document passed on eyewitness testimony. Millions of people passing on this eyewitness testimony to their children and to their grandchildren and instructing them to pass it on to their children and their grandchildren and future generations. And to this day, wherever Jews are throughout the world, even those that have been separated for the last 2,000 years before the 1940s when they started coming back to Israel, same document. In fact, the rabbi, his name is Rabbi Davis, in Hollywood, Florida, once told me that he invites every couple of years a Hasidish Sefer to come down to fix his Sifrei Torah. And the Sefer once told him that the Reform rabbi down the road also invites him when he comes down for the Young Israel, invites him to look at his scrolls as well. And the Sefer said, I once asked the Reform rabbi, why do you invite me to come down? You know, what do you need a guy like me for to fix your scrolls? So the Reform rabbi said to him as follows. He says, those scrolls are the only genuine thing I have in this temple. I want to make sure that they stay that way. Nobody ever dared. Even those that neglect, even those that violate, even those that rebel against. But nobody ever dared to change those scrolls. Here we are 3,326 years from Maimon Har Sinai. The same Sifrei Torah. Passed down testimony from generation to generation. It's that sandwich, which sandwiches in the Aseres HaDibros, with eyewitness testimony of what happened in Mitzrayim, and eyewitness testimony of hearing the revelation at Har Sinai. It's that which has kept Klal Yisrael alive throughout the generations. Rabbi Yankov Emden swears by his life in the Hakdomah to his Siddur. Chai Nafshi, he says. He swears by his life that the miracles that have allowed the survival of that Torah, together with Klal Yisrael that reads and observes and abides by and lives by and dies by that Torah, those miracles that have allowed us to reach this day today, together with the Sifrei Torah, are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. We are not just the beneficiaries of miracles of the past. We are the recipients and the participants in the ongoing saga, miraculous saga, of the survival of Torah and Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. So therefore, I think that it's very important, as you pay attention tomorrow to Kriyas HaTorah, and Bechlal, as we pay more attention to life and to its challenges and responsibilities, we should feel very privileged. We live completely and totally on a different plane. Religions of the world have come and gone. We're still around the same way thousands of years later. From Avraham Avinu, we're talking some 4,000 plus years, still here to tell the story. 3,326 years from Maimon Har Sinai. still here to tell the story. But our story is very different from the religions that have come and gone. Because the religions that come and go, those that need to identify a creator who has revealed himself publicly, and there are five such religions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Sikhism, and Baha'i, they all say that it happened to the Jews at Har Sinai. Everybody admits that. No religion has ever made such a claim, ever, that God, the Creator, had done public miracles in front of millions of eyewitnesses and revealed himself publicly in front of that entire nation and told them what it's all about and why he's doing this. Yet, they all record this claim because they need this claim to legitimize the idea that the Creator communicates with people. But they cannot fabricate such a story, because when you say that public miracles took place, when you say there was a revelation in front of millions of people, you can't get away with it unless it really happened. So what do they say, Nebuch? Well, they say, you know, so-and-so, I don't want to get too involved in teaching you alternative religions. The Hanhola of the yeshiva might throw me out if I do. Someone, so-and-so, was walking along on the road to Damascus, and all of a sudden someone else who died 30 years before appeared to him and said, I'm an agent of the Creator, or I'm a semi-creator, or I don't know what that means. And I'm telling you, we're starting this new religion. One man came back and said, I had a revelation. I had a dream. And there was another man in another major religion in history that's not really behaving with any semblance of exemplary religious behavior today, but that's besides the point. Same story. So-and-so woke up in the middle of the night. He had a dream. And the Creator appeared to him and said, time for a new religion. And he went out and found a couple of people and convinced them. Nobody ever claimed that there was public revelation. Nobody even claimed that there were public miracles and then a public revelation after that. Except those that do, they admit that it was the Jews at Har Sinai. Every Christian Bible that's published, except one that I found once in Vienna in a hotel room, which was in German, but I saw it didn't have the what they call the Old Testament, our Tanakh. But every Bible, the billions and billions and billions that were created, that were translated into every language on the face of the earth and published more than any other book in all of human history, all first quote the Tanakh, you'll find Parshas Yisro, and they all convey the sandwich that we referred to today. Because this is a historic event that not only can the world not deny, that the world needs to accept and admit in order to justify any type of communication between the Creator and human beings. And then they go off on these stories of one person had one revelation, one story, and he convinced a couple people, then a couple more, then a couple more. In the process, he told them things are going to be a lot easier. You don't have so many responsibilities. Okay, maybe. I wish you guys that you go home this Shabbos and have a good Shabbos and enjoy the sandwich.